Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Loose Ends, the Singh Family Tragedy. This is Shirley and Andrea. My name is Graham Crowley. Thank you very much for listening. This podcast has been created for an adult audience, so listener discretion is advised. I accept ownership of all thoughts and opinions in this podcast. When I started this podcast, I anticipated it would probably go to something like 7 episodes. In fact, in the first season, it went to 20. Here we are in season 2, and I'm not sure how many episodes will be in this season, but there will be a few. Feedback. Thank you for your continued feedback. I do enjoy receiving it, and I do read them, and where possible, I do reply. And a particular shout out to Catherine in Canada. Catherine assures me she is my number one Canadian fan. On a poll taken by Catherine, I guess. Thank you, Catherine, for your support, and I hope I don't let you down. The pressure is on. Some updates. You may recall I emailed the Queensland Attorney General, Shannon Fentiman, and invited her onto the podcast. I did receive a reply. She said she will never make herself available. Okay, I'm ad-libbing there a bit. That was the way I interpreted her response, but you can make up your own mind.
Thank you for your invitation to the Honourable Shannon Fentiman MP to speak on your podcast. Unfortunately, the Attorney General is unable to meet with you due to her diary being committed at this time. Please accept the Attorney General's sincere apologies for being unavailable and her thanks for the invitation. We wish you all the best for your podcast.
I'm disappointed the Attorney General will not engage on this very important matter. You may recall Solicitor Jeff Johnson submitted a petition for pardon to the Queensland Governor General on behalf of Max Seeker. The Governor General referred the matter to the Attorney General, who declined to submit the application to the Court of Appeal, as is her right. Jeff Johnson is continuing with the matter. As it currently stands in Queensland, if the Attorney General refuses to refer a petition to the Court of Appeal, there is nothing further that can be done. The end of the road. A court does not get to decide the merit or otherwise of a petition. A politician does. Seems fair. I have previously said that the Queensland Government will do everything in its power to ensure this case never sees the inside of a courtroom ever again. And I stand by that comment. My Queensland listeners are likely aware of the current DNA inquiry occurring in Brisbane. Interstate and overseas, maybe not so much. But it has significant impact, or it will have significant impact, on the administration of law in Queensland. The inquiry is properly known as the Commission of Inquiry into Forensic DNA Testing in Queensland. I would suggest a more accurate title would be the Explosive Commission of Inquiry into Forensic DNA Testing. There is really no other way to describe the evidence that is coming out in the inquiry. It makes for entertaining but problematic viewing and listening. The inquiry came about after discrepancies with DNA testing were identified in the podcast Shandy Story by Hedley Thomas, which related to the 2013 murder of Shandy Blackburn in Mackay, North Queensland. Congratulations again in order to Headley for a job well done. Another excellent result. I might add the Queensland Government were dragged kicking and screaming to that inquiry. It took them 7 months and many, many newspaper articles before they were shamed into action. But the government did do the right thing eventually and ordered the inquiry. In a later episode, I will talk about the DNA inquiry and the relevance to the Singh murders. But essentially, the inquiry is investigating the reliability of DNA testing in the Queensland Health Forensic and Scientific Services, QHFSS. The inquiry is examining the period 2018 to 2022. What is coming out in the evidence, though, is that the lab has been broken for many years. From the evidence thus far, it seems that people may have avoided conviction because of poor DNA testing, and conversely, people may have been convicted because of poor DNA testing. The lab manager, Kathy Allen, who is central to the inquiry, has worked there for 23 years. She has since been suspended from her employment. Jeff Johnson identified concerns with the DNA testing results in the Seeker case in 2019. He has been requesting crime scene samples from QHFSS for 3 years now, without result. The samples relate to evidence in the Singh murders of 2003, tested by scientist Justin Howes in 2008. Justin Howes has also been suspended from his employment over the inquiry. Jeff Johnson wants to have the samples retested independently. Queensland Health have ignored, refused, obfuscated, claimed legal advice, etc., etc. Despite the law being very clear and saying they must hand over samples that Jeff Johnson is requesting. Even an email he sent to the Attorney General calling the FSS conduct a culture of concealment did not evoke action. The question hanging over the QHFSS refusal that Jeff and I have discussed on a number of occasions has been why? Why have they refused to release the samples? Now I'm wondering if they knew that retesting may provide different results to what they provided. Jeff Johnson made a submission to the DNA inquiry in respect of the Singh murders. A submission was also made by Graham Stafford's barrister, the subject of my other podcast, Who Killed Leanne Holland. And that murder was 30 years ago. But more about the connection between the DNA inquiry and the Singh murders in a future episode. If you would like to know more about the DNA inquiry, you can go to the webpage dnainquiry.queensland, that's QLD, .gov.au, dnainquiry.queensland.gov.au. I will place the link in the show notes. The commission is being live streamed through that website. You can also watch previous day's vision or download the transcript. You'll also find a weekly summary of the testimony at the commission on the podcast Shandy's Legacy, which I recommend. Recently, I door-knocked Shirley Singh. Repeated attempts to call her on the phone failed. I had so many questions for Shirley. Unfortunately, as you will hear, she did not answer many of them. Apologies for the background noise at times in the audio. Field interviews can be difficult. Shirley?
Yeah.
Morning.
Good morning. Sorry, I'm still. So, what can I do? I was just going to have a shower.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Sorry. My name's Graham.
Yeah.
I called you a few months ago. I'm a podcaster. I wanted to talk to you about the situation. I was hoping I can talk to you. You said to call you again in 4 or 5 months. It's been 6 months.
Oh, I don't remember, but I've already written a book.
Hmm?
I have already written a book.
Have you?
And it will be launched.
Has it been published?
is being published at the moment.
Oh, congratulations.
And somebody else, some lady.
Diane McGuinness, probably.
She's just writing about the crime.
Yeah.
Not about my life.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So I've written from scratch about my life and my life about my children.
Excellent.
And it's with the publisher.
Okay. When's it going to be published, do you know?
Most likely Mother's Day next year.
And is that May?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's the publisher?
Some lady from Sydney.
Oh, it's just a lady. It's not... Is it?
No, it's a publishing company.
Yeah. Has the book got a title? I'll look out for it, obviously. I want to read it.
Shirley's Story.
Shirley's Story, it's going to be.
They've chosen my photo as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. That so might, that... This lady, after she wrote about the crime, that's hurting, you know. And I had a lot of comments on that, and I'm going to thank them for that.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell everybody.
Well, hopefully that'll give you some more closure, Shirley, the book. You don't think so? Never? Listen, I have some questions about the whole thing. Like, I'm...
Depending what you ask.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I'm writing a book and doing a podcast on it. Is it possible someone else did the murder, Shirley? Apart from Max Seeker?
Not at all.
Not at all?
Well, I'll give you the reason. If he had watched Current Affairs, that is my strong belief. If you had watched the Current Affairs soon after the incident, he said that he saw three bodies. One looked, I'm not worried if you're recording this, one looked as if she was bludgeoned to death.
One looked as if she was what?
Bludgeoned to death.
Bludgeoned,
And one looked as if was strangled to death.
Yep.
And one looked as if was drowned to death. How the F did he know the cause of the death?
So soon.
Yeah. Now that.
Then, yeah.
And even that time, we were not given the certificates. We didn't know.
Yeah.
I was damn shocked.
Okay.
He said, I saw one. That was horrible, my little one. Bludgeoned to death, and one was strangled. Nilma was strangled.
Yeah.
How the hell did he know?
Yeah.
And Kunal was still alive when he was put there.
Put in, he drowned.
And he drowned. How the hell did he know?
Yeah.
I knew it from day one that he was the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't just look at a body and say that this is how this person died.
You know, Joe, the kidnapper?
I don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about Joe?
No.
Okay. Because there's a question there that really I really struggle with, and that is, Nilma said to you, this can't come out about the kidnapping, otherwise I may be killed.
Yeah.
What was that about?
Because you saw him organizing everything.
Saw Joe?
Yeah. Ah, saw Max.
I saw Max.
Together with these people.
But yeah.
Yeah.
And so she was afraid because... What if the information about the kidnapping come out, that she could be killed.
Yeah.
Well, and as you know, the information about the kidnapping did come out, and she was killed.
Yeah.
I found, the police didn't know this, but I found out Joe was charged with murder in the Solomon Islands.
What
Joe? Joe.
Oh.
Did you know that? Yeah.
He's already out in the public, so I'm not scared of talking about it.
Yeah. But I stumbled across this. The police didn't know it. But before the kidnapping, there was a man murdered in Solomon Islands. No, of course not. No, as you wouldn't expect to be.
Sorry about this.
That's all right.
I usually tidy up and then shower and do my prayers.
So there was a man murdered over there over money, and Joe was charged with it. And when they arrested him, he had a list of seven people that he wanted murdered in the Solomon Islands because they'd done the wrong thing by him. And then he come to Australia, and then he gets tied up in his kidnapping, and then in the middle of the kidnapping is the murder of your children. And I went, wow, that's a coincidence. And then Neil was saying, oh, you can't talk about the kidnapping or I might be murdered. So I was really wanting to ask you that, and I'm glad I did, that, you know, you don't know anything about it. And the fact that she was concerned by...
It had nothing to do with the kidnapping. I know it.
Yeah.
Nothing. I know she said that she shouldn't be talking about it. But what happened to them, I have written in the book the reason why they were put to sleep. It had nothing to do with the kidnapping. Nothing at all. Because Max Sika himself went and complained to the police, as you know, so that his parole, they decrease his parole or he gets out of parole. It was Max Sika that, I think 22nd of June or July 2002, there was a news in the TV. And in the, I had the thing, the papers, and I gave it to the police. It had nothing to do with the kidnapping. We know the whole reason, and it's in my book. After you read it, you'll know.
Do you mind telling me now?
No, I can't.
You can't?
Yeah. But I don't want to.
Okay. Yeah.
But it had nothing to do. Otherwise, like this thing was out. Why didn't these people who are in prison are out now, why didn't they attack me?
Yeah.
They got, actually, after what happened to my children and they were complained, I think they have pity for me.
Mm.
No one came near me now. Yeah. And I'm not scared if anyone does.
Yeah.
Might do me a favor, I'll go to my kids.
Yeah.
I'm not scared. No.
Yeah. Okay.
It had nothing to do with the kidnapping.
Okay. In your book, you say, you write the reason why Max Sika murdered your children. Is that what you're telling me?
I don't want to talk about it.
No, but is that what you're telling me that you...
No. I'm not going to talk about it.
Yep. Okay.
But well. I know the reason. Yep. Why he did it. I know. Yeah.
You know why he did it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I certainly look forward to reading that book, Shirley.
Sure.
And it's terrible that... You're in the circumstances where you even had to write that book.
I wrote that book in a way to help people, not to advertise my pity.
Yep.
Not at all.
Yeah.
It's what happened during that time. People should be aware that, be careful, you know.
And then to lose your other daughter in tragic circumstances as well, Sonia. I actually knew Sonia. I'd worked with her.
Are you the one that replied on that lady's... Because another bloke said that he worked with Sonia.
No, I didn't reply to anyone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That lady, about that lady writing the story?
No, I didn't. It wasn't me. But yeah, I worked with her for a little while. I knew her, and I'd met Kevin.
She actually approached me that she wanted to write the book.
Yeah,
so I said no. Because I was already writing it. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Surely was VJ involved in drug importation?
Oh no. He doesn't even smoke.
That came up a few times, as you know.
Ah, that was just mudraking.
Mudraking?
Yeah. All bullshit. Yeah.
All right.
No way. I tell you, like they were pointing on VJ because VJ's got a short temper that he was responsible because he was having an affair, blah, blah, blah. I tell you, the honest truth, the police knows it, Vijay knows it. If I, at any stage, knew that Vijay was responsible for anything like that, I would have been the first one to kill
him. First one to tell?
First one to kill him.
First one to kill him?
Yeah. Mm. If I knew that he was involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what he did, it doesn't matter after I saw what happened to my children. I mean, if he was having an affair, it didn't bother me.
Mm.
Yeah. I was too numb. I was too concerned about raising my kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how you coped.
Yeah. But like over the years, you get numb. Mm. You do. So it didn't bother me over the years. I needed his support, of course. Because they all went to private schools. They lived in a luxury house.
Mm.
And I wanted to continue that.
Yeah.
So that part of him having a face didn't bother me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't bother me at all.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And if I at any stage knew that he was involved in doing something to my children, I would know as a mother. I would have been the first one to chop his head off.
Mm. Is it possible to talk to Vijay? Does he live here?
Yes, he does, but he won't talk.
He won't talk? Okay. All right. If I came back sometime, I could at least ask him and he'd not talk. Or just...
I doubt it.
Something else that's been troubling me. How did you find out about the murders, Shirley?
I already wrote a story, and which is I'm going to continue because of the Diwali and a lot of things happening, our Indian custom prayers. On the 19th, if you go to my Facebook, Jelly Singh, on my profile, and go to 19th of May, go all the way down.
Yep, 19th of May this year.
Yeah.
Yep.
You read the story.
Okay, and what's that story say?
I'm answering your question. You said...
Oh, it'll tell me how you found out. Because I've heard four different versions of how you and Vijay were told about the murders.
The actual thing is in my Facebook.
I hope it's not number five version. It's a correct version, yeah?
Correct version.
Yeah. And the others are wrong.
Well, they make up stories. That's the correct version. Yep. So you Google, you go all the way down to 19th of May and you'll read the whole thing.
I saw in your police statement you said that you didn't think Max Seeker hated you. Remember saying that? You don't remember?
I had very little to do with him.
Yeah. You didn't have much to do with him?
Nah.
Really?
No. I mean, like, as the ex now, we used to say hello, hi, and whatever. Yeah. He was trying to be too nice, so I told my daughter, because I live alone. I used to live alone. Only my brothers were allowed in my house. And he was trying to be too helpful. And I warned him, I said, I don't like men who want to be too helpful. I don't trust them.
Okay, so you didn't like him?
No. Yeah, so. When somebody tries to be too good, you know something. I mean, look at our age. When some woman tries to be too good, what would you think?
Yeah.
Would you fall in love with that person?
Yeah.
Would you care for that person? Are you going to say?
Yeah. Did you ever see him being violent?
What?
Did you ever see Max Seeker being violent?
Violent?
Violent. Did you ever see him hit Neoma?
No, not in my presence. Forget it.
Yeah.
He'd had no guts to come in my yard in my presence. Yeah. No.
Let me put that another way.
Actually, one day he tried to. He was teasing.
He was teasing you?
Yeah, like he purposefully stood there. I said, what are you doing here? Get out. He said, this is a public road. And I chased him. I said, get out before I call the coppers. He said, and my two neighbors, this one while the house was under construction and the one next, the carpenters, they went and gave their statement.
They did?
Yeah.
Let me ask it this way. Was he violent to Neoma before the murders, of course?
I don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it. Do you talk about it in your book, whether he was violent to Neoma?
Yes, I did.
You do? Okay, so that's covered. Yeah. Pretty much covered it all, eh?
Yeah. Okay, so you questioned me anyway. But the actual bottom line questions will be answered in my book.
Okay, last question. What did you go to Fiji for?
It's in the book. It's in the story.
It's in the story.
You read the 19th of May, story of mine.
Okay. Was it a wedding?
It's in the book. It's in my story.
In Facebook.
Facebook right. Story, yeah.
All right. Thanks for your time today, Shirley.
Thank you. I don't know. I don't understand after 20 years and people are coming up like this lady talking about the violence. I was the most happiest person, happiest family. No one ever, they had... That's what actually, because something happened, it was a joke. And I said something, and the senior sergeant said, we had 1,500 statements taken. Nobody has ever spoken ill about you or your family. So I was a very happy, loving family, caring family.
Yeah.
We all were strongly bonded, all of us.
Mm.
So you read in there and you'll know.
Yeah, okay. Which made me think of something. Oh, the reason why it's still coming up, you know, these things, well, firstly, it's part of history. Like, it did happen, regrettably, to you and your family.
My book will shock everybody. I know it.
But hopefully talking about it and bringing out issues can stop it helping to other people.
Ah, that's another thing. That's why I've written the book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's why I'm doing it, too.
Yeah.
To make sure
I don't like reading about the crime.
Yep.
Because I already know.
Yep.
And I like talking about happy moments in my life.
Sure.
The best times I had in my life.
Yep.
And how it started, how we got married, how I had children, how I raised them, and how Vijay was so supportive towards him.
Mm.
Apart from that crap, I didn't know anything when I was in Fiji. But he's the best father any children could find. He was very supportive, very, very supportive.
Vijay?
Yeah.
What about, except when he was flogging them?
What?
Except when he was beating them.
He never beat my children.
He never beat your children?
No. No, he didn't.
I read there was charges.
Oh, right? Yeah. Couple of times, yeah, of course.
Yeah. But apart from that, he is a...
No, very supportive.
Very person. Supportive father.
Yeah, very supportive, yeah.
Yeah.
Always providing them with the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the other day I was talking, the girl from the friends that I made for Archana, they're all doing homeless and all these things they did. Archana was part of them. And I told one of the girls, she was talking about Archana, that, you know, like Diwali, what she did. I said, that's how I raised them. I said, do you know Vijay spent $50,000 on the wedding, just for her shopping in Singapore?
On Sonia's, yeah. Archana.
Yeah, Archana's wedding, $50,000 in Singapore.
Oh.
And actually, when the bank saw all the credit card going through, the bank actually called him. And then he told them, he said, you know, I'm shopping for my daughter.
Yeah.
This is talking about clothing, jewelry, and in our custom, we buy stuff for the boy's family, all pure silk sarees.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Just one more thing, sorry. You know the pitchfork that they said Max used to murder the children?
I don't want to talk about it.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I was talking.
You'll read it in the book.
Thanks, Shirley.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
I went looking for the comment Shirley claims she wrote on her Facebook page. Actually, she has two Facebook pages, but I could not find comments she referred to on either of them. If anyone does find them, I would appreciate you sending me the link. I was curious about the comment she made regarding the kidnapping. Is it possible she informed the police of the kidnapping, despite requests from Neilma that the information must be kept secret? Max Seeker had nothing to gain by murdering Neilma over the kidnapping being made public. But Joe Cool did. As for her book, I guess we will have to wait until May 2023. I believe the TV interview that Shirley spoke about, where she stated that Max Seeker nominated the cause of death, is actually the TV interview that I posted on the Facebook page some time ago. Recently, I also door-knocked Andrea B. I had no contact number for her, so I had no option. You will recall she was the woman Max Seeker allegedly confessed the murders to. Her evidence was a significant part of the Crown circumstantial case against Max Seeker. The episode I broadcast in respect of her evidence generated more feedback than all the other episodes combined. What can I say? I had so many questions for Andrea. And once again, apologies for the background noise at times.
Morning.
Hey.
I'm here to see Andrea.
Who are you?
My name's Graham.
Yep.
I'm a podcaster and author. Andrea.
Right.
And I'm doing a podcast on the
Maxine Davis. I really like Talk Dick.
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Give you an opportunity to give your side of the story.
There isn't a my side of the story.
Well, there is actually.
Why?
Well, the things that came out in the trial, your episode actually, got more feedback and comments than any other episode we broadcast.
And you did this without asking maybe if, you know, this was a hugely traumatic thing that we might not consent to being broadcast?
Unfortunately, you don't have any choice in that.
Okay, I understand that...
It's about ethics, not choice.
I understand that people get really interested in these things. I know that it's one of those things where obviously there can be a lot, you know, people just need to talk, they just need to have something they want to say, they just want to have an opinion, and that's okay. They can do that, but they really, they can just do it anyway, regardless of whether I'm involved or not, because I went to court, I did what I, you know, what I thought was right. It would have been a better outcome if Max had the ability to...
Don't say anything, because who knows? There's no ethics involved. If anything's up for grabs, it could be on anywhere.
People are just going to talk and they're going to gossip and it's going to be a rumour mill and it can go on without me. You know, it doesn't need me to say my side of the story. I just turned up to court, I gave my evidence, I left. And where it goes from here doesn't matter. Okay. You know, people can just do what they want to do.
I've basically got two questions.
No.
One is, do you still believe Max is guilty? Do you still believe Max confessed to you?
But why would you ask me those questions?
Because I'm doing a podcast on it.
How did you get our home address?
Oh, yeah.
They're easily available. And the other one is, are you aware a psychiatrist assessed you before you gave evidence?
Can you guys go away?
Listen, I'm talking to Andrea, not you.
No, but...
Please.
I just don't have any comment for you. I don't know who you are. You've come to my private property. You're having a conversation with me about something that happened 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But no, I can't...
Can I read out some of the things his psychiatrist said about you?
Well, not really, because why does it matter?
Well, it's very important, really. Critically important to your credibility.
It doesn't matter. Like, honestly, my credibility, my not credibility, like, it all doesn't matter. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is just...
Well, it does, really, because Max Seeker was convicted... primarily on your evidence.
No, that's not true. No,
that's true.
No, that's not true.
It is.
That's not true.
Well, don't say anything. Well, he's going to use it all.
Okay.
So.
Like, just piss off. Seriously, like, this is such a nightmare.
I know.
Scenario.
Look,
like,
for my daughter, she lived through this, and you can imagine that that's a fairly traumatic thing.
And I think that true crime is such a, like...
Yeah,
there's so little ethics involved, and it's usually just re-traumatizing families that are involved in it.
Well, you played an incredibly big part in that conviction.
No, actually, and that's not true.
And the psychiatrist had some very, very scathing comments
about
you.
Okay, well, the jury made their decision.
Yeah.
The court made its decision.
Well, the jury didn't hear about the psychiatrist.
Okay, well, the podcast can do as it likes, can't it? I mean, I can't.
Well, it does, yeah.
Yeah.
And it will.
And that's okay. So it will, and it can do that, and, you know, I mean, I can't do anything, you know. It's
well, you can give your side of the story after what the psychiatrist says about you.
People will still have their 1 billion comments, and, like, it's not going to change. You know, the law did its job, and that's the way it was.
Well, I guess that's the question. Did the law do its job?
So who are you?
I'm a podcaster.
Yeah, but what does that mean? Who are you? Are you a...
I broadcast podcasts.
Yeah.
Okay, what is the podcast?
So, Loose Ends.
Okay, thank you.
So.
Yeah. Well, what is even your name?
Graham Crowley.
Oh, you wrote the book about Leanne. What's it?
Leanne Holland.
Yeah, Leanne Holland, that's right.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, and didn't you contact Max way back at the start and say you wanted to write his story?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's who I am, Andrea.
Okay. All right. Well, that's your job and that's what you do. And if you've got to rip me apart and do what you want to do and...
No, honestly,
I can't do anything.
I
think there's been a lot of pain. I think there's been... One person did what they did. Okay? It's caused a huge and horrible fallout for a lot of people. I don't want to support... Max in this because I fundamentally, you know, to me it is all so simple. It doesn't matter anymore. Like, you know, it doesn't matter, really. I understand you want to do a podcast. I understand you're going to do whatever it is you need to do. And I understand I'll probably, you know, people will have their opinion about me and it will go on. It doesn't, you know, that's just people. And that's just what's going to happen. And I just have to wear the brunt of that. I made that decision when I decided to do what I thought was right. That's the end of the story. And, you know, you can create me into anything you want to.
No, I'm not doing that, Andrea. I'm just telling the story. And part of the story is what the psychiatrist said.
Yeah, but what the psychiatrist said, they said. Mm. So I can't. I'm not the psychiatrist. I can't say, oh, well, that person.
Well, I can read out what they said about you.
Yeah, but why?
So that you can comment on it.
But why would I want to comment on it? Mm. You're going to podcast it. You're going to say this is what they said.
Yep.
All the people that want to comment are going to comment. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it is.
Yep.
You know, I can't do anything about that.
All right. Well, I'll leave you with that one question. Do you still think he confessed to you?
But what?
You need to leave. You need to...
Please leave.
Yeah, you need to leave.
Like, straight up.
You need to turn around.
To be part of this at all.
I don't understand why you would ask a question like that. It doesn't even make any sense.
Really?
Yeah, really. And you know that.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to ask you to leave, or I'll call the police, because you don't have the right to be here.
My daughters are, as I say, they're from, you know, they're only little kids when this happened, so it's
natural.
And
we've been through enough as a family.
Yeah, we've been through enough.
They're just, yeah, that's right. That's right. I know, I can understand you're trying to protect me, but when this all first started, I already knew that when you stand up for something, you know, and you make that decision, you have to wear what is going to come. So I already knew this was going to be a lifetime of it, you know, but I made my decision, and that's the way it is, okay? So thank you very much. I do appreciate how you're feeling.
Yeah, but you need to leave. You need to go now.
Okay, so
you can't just keep standing there. You need to leave.
Thank you for coming and giving me the opportunity.
I'm disappointed Andrea wasn't willing to engage. I noted Andrea deflected the question twice whether she still believes Max confessed to her. From listening to her comments, Andrea is living her best Boone and Mills life. That's it for Shirley and Andrea. Thanks for listening. I'll bring you more on the DNA inquiry and its relevance to the Singh murders, along with efforts to obtain independent testing of the DNA samples as soon as possible. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.